Secret. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Happy holidays, everybody. Welcome into another hour of Auto World. Thank you so much for being with us in this hour of the program. One of our favorites, one of our regular contributors, Stan Major, is going to stop on by for the entire hour to tell us about the year 2009, some of his favorite vehicles that he has driven throughout the year, as well as some vehicles that perhaps he has driven recently. Of course, we'll throw out a trivia question. We didn't do so in the first hour of the program, just to mix it up a little bit, and we'll have some more automotive news to sprinkle in. But to start things off, let's find out what's been happening in the world of motorsports by going to the news desk and bringing forth our news editor, Jeff Bressler.
There was little recognition outside the racing world when Jimmy Johnson won his first NASCAR championship. Same with his second, and again with his third. But four straight championships? Well, that's a different story. Johnson, the first driver in NASCAR history to win four consecutive titles, earned mainstream recognition last week when he was honored as the Male Athlete of the Year by members of the Associated Press. Seven-time Formula One champion Michael Schumacher is coming out of retirement to drive for Mercedes in 2010, saying he expects to contend for the title again. The German, who turns 41 on January the 3rd, announced his comeback last week after 3 years away from the sport that he dominated for the first half of the decade. Schumacher will join Nico Rosberg in an all-German team for the 2010 season. Financial terms were not disclosed, but Germany's Bild Daily, which first broke news of the deal, reported that Schumacher will earn $10 million under an initial one-year contract. Schumacher competed in 249 F1 races from 1991 to 2006 with Jordan Benetton and Ferrari. He won the F1 Drivers' Championship in 1994 and 95 and five straight years from 2000 to 2004. He set records with 91 race wins and several other milestones in the sport, which still stand. NASCAR is changing the eligibility rules for the Budweiser Shootout yet again. In a memo sent to race teams by NASCAR last week, candidates for the shootout will include the 12 Chase for the Sprint Cup Championship participants from the previous season, former shootout Daytona 500 and Coke Zero 400 winners, former NASCAR Cup champions, and last year's Ray Bestis Rookie of the Year. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff, and his report is brought to you by Hotchkiss Performance. It is a leader in high-performance suspension tuning from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to hotchkiss.net. Now we go to sunny Florida and bring forth talk show host, automotive journalist extraordinaire, Stan Major. Stan, how are you?
Hey, Bob.
So what's
how was 2009?
2009 was a funky year, Stan. Not
I've got
that.
The three T's here. You could pick out whichever one you favor. Turbulent, tragic, and terrible.
Yeah. Terrible,
or
I think.
A combination of all three.
A combination of all three, definitely. When it comes to, the automotive world here, Stan, who would believe, did you ever think in your day that you would see General Motors and Chrysler declare bankruptcy, yet alone in 1 year?
No. I got to look at it this way, realistically. You and I have talked in the past over 10 years we've been doing this, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even before that, when we were on the same network, we were talking about this. And that is the problem of Detroit and the narrow-minded, narrow-visioned people that put these cars out, too many of them, first of all, and second, not good cars. And they did this over a long period of time, and they got their comeuppance.
Planned obsolescence.
I mean, Bob, if you and I, if you and I owned a company and we made a product, and we continued to put a product out that was not worthy of our of the business or the competition or the market, the marketplace, I think is a word I'm looking for. How long would we be in business? Well, would we be in business like 50 years?
Not even close. Maybe, maybe 50 days, 50 weeks, but definitely not 50 years. No, it's a good point.
So let me ask you a question. 10 years ago, Vaughn, 10 years ago with everything that was going on back in those days, if I were to say to you, I'm a time traveler, I've been to 2008, 2009, and I got news for you, one or two of the big car makers in Detroit is going to fold, which one would you pick? Now, go back 10 years.
Okay.
You would never pick General Motors.
No, no, definitely
General Motors would be the last one.
No, too solid, too big. I mean, the American icon, it wants the biggest company in all of the world.
And they sell all them Buicks to those old folks.
At one time, they had, in the 1970s, I mean, General Motors had a 25 to 30% share of the automotive market here in America. And I know back in the 60s and 50s, it was even higher than that.
You know what the Japanese did to the automobile industry is comparable to what they did at Pearl Harbor? You ever think of that?
Yeah, it's true, but there's some co-conspirators here as we take a page from the Nixon years.
Yeah, I know, the Germans. Yeah,
the Germans.
We have yet to really hear from the Chinese.
We're going to be hearing from the Chinese, but but also the unions. I mean, this has not been a level playing field here in recent times with all the foreign manufacturers coming into this country, which is a good thing, setting up plants. But none of these factories were unionized. Meanwhile, the Detroit Three had to bow to the UAW and pay those big severances even when the lines were shut down.
I remember, I think I was in Miami when the union at Eastern Airlines went on strike and basically put the company out of business. And I recall that as something that should have been a learning experience in this country.
Yes.
And it wasn't a learning experience. But that can happen. And it did happen. And it isn't just Eastern, and it isn't just Detroit.
No, it's true. It's been, you know, also in recent times, and I know you've driven some products, lots of products from the domestics in the last 10 years, and certainly the quality has come up. And even, you know, GM right now makes some really fine automobiles, but they suffer from a marketing problem in that everybody thinks that they are still, you know, screwed together poorly and glued together at best.
Yeah, the biggest obstacle General Motors has, Bob, at this time is not selling their cars. It's changing their image. They have to realize that they have to convince the American people that they definitely have changed the company. We need to get inside there and see what's going on. I drove the Malibu. I love the Malibu. You've driven the Camaro. We'll talk about that when we come back. Okay?
Absolutely. More with Stan Major straight ahead. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night.
Down the window of a shiny new Jag and telling me then and there to Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer.
Uh-huh.
Give me one good reason to switch to Haggerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Oh, our coverage is possibly the best in the business. We have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Oh, what a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Well, no.
Don't you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But...
don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol, well,
don't you know anything? Oh, when you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Everybody, thank you for joining us. 800-259-9231 is our toll-free line. We'll throw out a trivia question here, and we'll make it a trivia question about the Mustang. Excuse me, the Mustang. When did the Mustang go to the downsized platform in the 1970s? That was a big mistake for Mustang. It was only around for a few years. The Mustang II, when did it debut? 800-259-9231. Stan Major joins us, and we're talking all about the year 2009. And Stan, certainly lots of action, even of late. Did you realize that the Volvo brand has been officially sold off to the Chinese? How do you like that?
Yeah, and what happened to Saab?
Well, Saab is an interesting story. There was one company that was going to buy kind of a boutique Swedish automaker, and that fell through. And now another rather small car company, Spyker, expensive cars, small volume, they want to buy it. General Motors really doesn't want to talk to them. They turned them down once. Now they're revisiting it, but most people think it isn't going to happen. So it looks like Saab is going to go off into the sunset as well.
I want to say one final thing about GM, if I may.
Sure.
And this has to do with Obama. If you were to take your microphone out on the street and walk up to 10 people, like Jay Leno does.
Yep.
And say, I'll give you $100 if you can give me the name of the person who's head of General Motors. you see where I'm getting here?
Yeah.
Obama made a big mistake when he didn't search out and find a dynamic personality who had a name in some business. A Lee Iacocca type.
Yes.
Okay? Who could come in there and sweep the halls, get rid of all of the people that he has to get rid of, and let it be known that he was cleaning house and going to change this General Motors Corporation and make it a leaner and more effective automotive producer and start to put those products out. And where they didn't do that, they just... I don't know. I have no idea who the head of General Motors is.
Well, right now it's just changed recently, but if I threw the name at you, wouldn't know who he was. Nobody does.
That's it. And that's where you start. If you don't have a dynamic Lee Iacocca type in there kicking butt and doing and changing things, you're not going to make an impression. You can put pretty cars on the tube all you want, but you've got to have something to back it up. Now, that's all I want to say about General Motors, okay?
All right,
cool. Don't even get me going on Chrysler.
Well, let's talk about some recent test cars and some of your favorite test cars of the year.
I want to tell you, the worst one all year was the Cube.
The Cube, yes.
The Cube, yeah. and it's surprising because Nissan, I've told you about this, Nissan's one of my favorite companies, and Nissan and Infiniti have fantastic products. I love the Altima. I love all of the Infinities. But where are they? I don't know what they were smoking when they decided to put the Cube on.
It is one funky-looking vehicle, that's for sure.
Now, which of the two vehicles has not been well-received, the Cube or the Insight?
Mm.
Who gets the award winner there?
You know, I'm not a fan of the Insight either.
No, nobody.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Now, don't tell me it became a Motor Trend vehicle of the year.
No, it was nominated but quickly dismissed, you know. But I think, you know, sales-wise, I'd say probably the Insight has done a little bit better. The Cube with younger people, but yeah, it's a horse race.
Yeah, but it's not a horse race that you'd want to be involved in.
That's right.
I mean, I had the Kia version, and I love that.
The Soul.
I love that. What the heck's that called?
It's the Soul. It's got plenty
of
soul.
Yeah.
Yep. That's my favorite of the box cars.
Good-looking little automobile, and that was one of my favorite cars all year long. I'm not going to deal on these automobiles too long. I did give you a list so that we'd have something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But the other the Soul was very impressive. And also the Mazda CX-7 Sport SUV, I told you, was about the nicest SUV I've driven in a long, long time.
Yeah, I had one of those recently as well, and I would agree with you. I mean, they've made some tweaks to it, and it's a good value for the money. It, you know, it drives like a car, and it's priced right. Mazda's doing some good stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of things are becoming inclusive with Mazda now. In other words, you don't have to. Do you find that is a primary trend in the automobile business with the economy the way it's been, and with the problems that the automotive industry has had, that they are not forcing people to add on all these goodies now? That a lot of them, you know, Suzuki has always had everything included in what they have on an automobile. And you walk in, you pay a price, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the foreign manufacturers have done that for years. The Americans haven't done it so much. There used to be a time when everything was a la carte, but now many things are bundled in packages and or standard equipment, so there are fewer choices. Sometimes it backfires on expensive cars. If you want to get into an expensive car and really don't belong in that car, and you want a particular option that isn't standard, you're sometimes forced to buy a $3,000 or $4,000 package, which gives you the whole shebang that you don't necessarily want. The whole shebang, you only wanted one of the items.
And you might be tempted to go next door and get something, something else too.
Exactly, but it is a trend, and another trend that we're seeing is, you know, there used to be a day, we all remember the small cars of the 70s and even 80s. I mean, if you drove a small car, you couldn't get the luxury car items. Nowadays, the manufacturers are recognizing that some people want to drive small cars, but they want to have all the luxury features that you get in the midsize, enlarged, and even premium cars. So we're seeing the availability of some stuff in small entry-level vehicles that we've never seen offered before.
That's great. You mean I can get heat in a VW bug now?
Yeah, yes, you can. And I right now have a vehicle that's on your list. I have the Volkswagen CC, the Passat CC, and that's an impressive vehicle. Good value for the money.
Yeah, I did have that, and it is a beautiful car. And of course, I love VW.
Absolutely. When we come back, more with Stan Major. If you have a question, 800-429-9251. This is Auto World.
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets, jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Caro Stove. CaroStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CaroStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Caro Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. The telephone number 800-259-9231. Easy trivia question. The Mustang 2 was only around for, 4 model years. When did it come out model year-wise? That's the question in the 1970s. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Matt is standing by to take your calls at GCN Central. Stan Major is with us. And we're talking about 2009. What a funky year it was. And certainly, Stan, I didn't want to get you started on Chrysler, but boy, oh boy, it's rumored.
Well, wait a minute. You mentioned the CC, and that was a tease. Now, we got to tell them about the CC.
You're right. Let's talk about the CC.
Have you played a CD?
Yes, I have. That's a great sound system.
Oh, man. I told you. I was listening to old 1950 and 60 songs, with the original artist, and I couldn't believe it. And this is not an upgraded system. This is just their normal system.
And definitely one of the best sound systems out there in the OEM world. I mean, there are a number of great ones, but the VW system is an excellent one indeed. I like the styling, though. It reminds me of the Mercedes CLS. You know, for a whole lot less money, and you can get it in either front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. You get the V6 power plant and typical of Volkswagen, an outstanding interior.
Don't forget the turbo.
Yep, that's right. Don't forget
200
that.
200-horsepower turbocharged, and, boy, I'll tell you, and 9 color choices. I mean, they're crazy. Where do they go all paint?
Exactly. And some of the funky colors that you love, Stan.
Oh, yeah. Let's don't get going on colors. I could do hours on colors tonight. If you loved Cash for Clunkers, I've got a new one for Obama.
Okay.
Cash for Lemon.
Okay.
Think about it.
There'd be a lot of them, wouldn't there be? Lots of lemons.
Oh, man.
And
now, you wanted to talk about what?
I was going to give you some previews of what's going to be happening in Detroit at the auto show.
As well, wait a minute. You were in L.A., right?
I was recently in L.A.
I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, I was at the L.A. Auto Show, and, you know, lots of important introductions there from Ford. They have their new Festiva, the Fiesta, rather. I'm always calling it Festiva.
I'm glad you mentioned Ford, Bob, because we didn't talk about Ford. And going back to my comments about how Obama screwed up by not selecting a dynamic personality to move in and clean house and take over at General Motors, somebody we could all have faith in, hey, this guy is, you know, he's doing it. I mean, we know him, he's doing it, and that kind of thing. And instead, we get non-entities, and that's probably what the company's going to end up as, a non-entity. But Ford didn't take the money and the government money, and they are turning around, and they are probably going to be, I mean, there are very positive things being said about the automotive industry as we go into 2010. I don't know if you caught the newscast on your network there a couple of hours ago. There was a story, a very positive story. Ford is one of the positive stories. Now, how's Ford doing it?
Well,
and Chrysler's gone bye-bye, and GM is floating around in the atmosphere not knowing what to do.
Ford has definitely played the game well in recent times. I mean, they got their loans. Ford is actually struggling a little bit before both Chrysler and GM, so they got their loans secured a number of years back, and so yet they've got them secured at low interest rates, and they've kind of mortgaged all of Dearborn, Michigan. They pretty much own everything in Dearborn, so from hotels to land to you name it, they own it, and that's all riding on
have
the...
Have they been able to make any inroads with their unions?
Yeah, there have been some concessions. There's no question about it. But, I'm very high on Ford with what they're doing here with the Fiesta. They've got a new Focus coming out in Detroit, which looks by the pictures that are leaking out to be very good. They updated the Mustang last year. Now they're kind of countering the Camaro in Los Angeles. They introduced a new V6 Mustang, 305 horsepower, 30 miles to the gallon. They'll introduce a V8 in Detroit, 412 horsepower, 25 miles to the gallon.
Wow. Talk to me about the Fusion.
Yeah, the Fusion is the Motor Trend 2010 car of the year, and surprised a lot of people. Again, kind of a mid-life update on the vehicle, but the thing that really pushed it over the top was the value and the diversity of the Fusion lineup. I mean, you can get a four-cylinder Fusion, which is a really good performer with 180 or so horsepower. You can get a V6 all-wheel drive one. You can get the hybrid version, which has the very unique dash cluster, which shows leaves growing on the trees. I had a regular Fusion this summer for a week and definitely enjoyed that ride. And, Stan, I know you've noted in the past that you like that vehicle.
I like that vehicle, and I was reading that it actually got 82 miles to a gallon.
Yeah, with the Fusion hybrid, yeah, when they do what they call hyper-miling, which is kind of like hyperventilating, I guess, but something like that. When they do hyper-miling, the normal, they can go, right now, it's rated at about close to 40 or 41 miles per gallon on the highway, which is better than the Camry. And better than the Camry Hybrid, better than a lot of other, you know, much larger vehicles. And you put the experts behind the wheel, and they do these fancy tricks. And yeah, they were managed to squeeze out that kind of fuel economy. And
well, it makes for good print, I guess, good publicity. I like the Lincoln MKS. That's the only Ford product I had this year. And I love that. Love that vehicle.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to drive the MKS yet, but I know it's chock full of lots of cool technology. And how do you like the styling? That's the new styling direction.
Well, I opened up my review by saying that, guess what? You're not going to recognize this as a Lincoln because it doesn't look like a Lincoln, like the Lincoln we're used to, you know, which is kind of, I hate to say boxy. It's not Volvo boxy. It's Lincoln boxy, but not anymore. Now it's more like, a lot of other large sedans on the road. And it's not, they've lost some distinctiveness by doing that. Lincolns were always immediately identifiable on the road. Hey, there's a Lincoln. It goes past you, you know, that's a Lincoln, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a Lincoln. You can't do that with the MKS. Now, I'm not taking anything away from it, Bob. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's an excellent vehicle. And I congratulate Ford Lincoln for the vehicle, the MKS. But, you know, it's, I wish I could have an MKS that had Lincoln design from a couple of years ago on the outside.
Yes.
I guess I'm old-fashioned. I'm getting old. I've always admired Lincolns. I've never really owned one. I have owned Cadillacs in the past, but I haven't. I've never really made the Lincoln jump. And I guess I'm envious of a lot of people.
You're envious of the Lincoln. The Lincoln experience, let's put it that way.
Yes, yes. And they are kind of like a club, aren't they?
They definitely are. When we come back on the other side, more of the year 2009 with Stan Major right here on Auto World. Again, the trivia question, very easy. The Mustang II debuted not in 1971, not in 1970. What year? 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Get into my car.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
We're back. Thank you very much for joining us. Happy holidays, everybody. My name is Bob Long, along with Stan Major. We have the trivia question about the Mustang II, the downsized Mustang in the 1970s. No, it wasn't 1979. That was the successor to this particular Mustang. When did the Mustang II debut? 800-259-9231 or bob@autoworldradio.com. So, Stan, looking forward or looking back here still to 2009, any other particular cars that you'd like to touch on?
Actually, my favorite car for test driving for the whole year, I liked a couple of them that I mentioned before, but the favorite, the one that I found that was the nicest drive at the best price, is the 2009 Nissan Altima 2.5. You get in that car and you're comfortable from the moment you get in the driver's seat. It's a marvelous drive. It's a beautifully built car. I know there are a lot of Altimas on the road, and there should be, and you can actually get into a 2009 Nissan Altima for under $20,000.
It's a great value.
Pretty well loaded.
Absolutely. Let's go to Iowa on KXEL. It's Dave. Dave, thank you for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What year did the Mustang II get introduced model year-wise?
1974.
And you are correct. Absolutely. Congratulations. We'll put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage the next time we have a drawing. What's your favorite new car out there right now?
Oh, it's got to be the 2010 Camaro.
Oh, you love the Camaro, definitely. Yeah, Stan, any questions for our winner here?
Would you like to have my son's favorite vehicle is still the El Camino. You ever have an El Camino or drive an El Camino?
I don't have much experience with an El Camino, no.
There's one hanging around here in my apartment complex, and I was joking with him. I said, just hold on to that thing. The price keeps going up.
Very good.
Great.
Well, we'll hang on the line for Matt, and we'll put you in the running for that very special prize. We thank you very much for listening to Auto World, and Happy New Year. So, Stan, I think I told you a while back, GM was planning a modern-day successor to the El Camino. But when Pontiac went away, so did it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, man, I'll tell you. Gee, the good old days. Yeah.
What was your first car, Stan?
My very first car? The one that I actually paid for.
Yeah, okay. We'll start with that one.
I believe it or not, I had a Porsche Speedster.
Good for you. Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Boy.
And I hated every moment of it.
But you had the Porsche name. Did you pick up lots of girls with it?
Yeah, there I was. I was a big James Dean fan, and he influenced me into getting it. If he had one like that. Before he got the one that he got killed in, you know, the racing one.
Sure, absolutely. They're worth a lot of money.
I love the Speedster. And every time I see one of those Porsches on the road, it's very nostalgic to see that that shape is still around. In the, what is it, the Carrera?
Yeah, the present-day 911 Carrera, even the new four-door version, the Panamera, it still has that same type of signature. You're right.
But they don't make you pull the roof up when it starts to rain and put it down by hand. I love that part.
No, you don't get that much today. I think the Miata.
And I got to tell you, that car was in with a mechanic in Peoria when I was living and working and going to school in Peoria. That's when I owned it.
Mm-hmm.
That was in there more often than it was on the road.
Sounds like my Corvette these days. Yeah.
Incredible. And then I got smart and got a Ford, and I forget what it was, but it was a snazzy looking Ford. And then I moved into Chrysler products. You know, I had the big engine things.
Yeah.
And like that. And right now I'm driving my son's leftover 99 Cougar, which is, as I've told you before, one of the strangest cars ever devised by human beings.
Yes, based on the same platform that gave us the Ford Probe, which was originally intended to replace the Mustang until the Mustang folks got wind of that.
I'll tell you, go on the Internet sometimes, friends, if you want a relaxing half hour, and read the horror stories about the Cougar.
Just for entertainment value, and think of Stan.
There you go. What was your first car, Bob?
My first car was a Mustang.
Really?
1977 Mustang.
Oh, that's too normal.
It should have been something more exotic, yeah.
Yeah, man, I had a Porsche.
I know. I've never owned a Porsche. I hope someday maybe I'll own a Porsche, but with the present rate of Porsches being ever, the price of them continuing to rise, it's highly doubtful.
Yeah, I know. And can you believe they actually have a huge SUV?
Yes,
and that kind of breaks my heart to see that.
Yeah, and now they have the new four-door, and you know, there's rumors that they're going to come out with a smaller SUV too, as Porsche is now owned by Volkswagen, and there's been a battle between those two companies for control, and Volkswagen has won out. So the Volkswagen parent company now wants more Porsches, maybe a small SUV, maybe an entry-level sub-Boxster sports car, kind of a mini Boxster. They're talking that. So we'll expect to see more Porsche products on the road in the not-too-distant future. But
let's talk for a moment about next year, 2010. What do you see?
Boy, I continue to see tough economic times across the board. You know, I think there's going to be some wonderful vehicles for folks who have money. I mean, there's some incredible vehicles being introduced. Mercedes has got this beautiful gull-wing sports car reminiscent of the original 300 SL. It's called the SLS. If you can afford that, that is certainly great. But I think
do those doors go straight up?
Yeah, they do. It's really a beautiful car. You'll have to check that one out. But the Koreans
continue
to do well.
Bob, I think we need to mention, you can't mention it enough, that this seems to be the best time, again, to get a car.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're thinking about getting a car, man, you can get deals like you wouldn't believe right now.
There are so many fantastic deals, and with a lot of these brands going away, you can really pick up some bargains, not to mention lots of folks, just like the housing market, got into vehicles that they couldn't afford and had to unload them. And so they're sitting out there and ready for the taking. But
yeah.
Lots of great
incentives from the manufacturers as well. I think we're going to continue to see more competition, you know, a move towards smaller vehicles, a little bit of something for everybody, you know, thankfully for the arrested adolescents like myself, you know, the muscle cars are still alive and well for now with the Mustang, the Camaro, and the Challenger, but they're not going to be around in this type of form for long, so if you want one of those V8-powered machines, you better get it now.
What's going to happen to the big old vans?
Interesting. I don't know what's going to happen to the big old vans. No doubt. I mean, Ford's got this new funky van that they're really pitching towards the commercial market called Transit Connect. It's smaller. It's could be eventually hybrid-powered or even electric-powered, but they'll probably go in some direction like that. I'm not a huge fan of these electric cars. I think they're fine for certain folks and city folks, but I don't think having, you know, millions of them on the road is going to solve our energy problems, because it's just going to put more of a strain on our electricity grid, and we're going to have to build more electric plants and so or coal plants or something. So it's kind of a catch-22. Chevrolet is going to introduce the Volt next year. It's going to cost $40,000. Stan, Obama's going to give you $7,500 back, but $32,500. It's still a lot of money for lots of folks, and again, it's technology that really isn't proven, but it's a golden age of automobiles. There's no question about it. Something for everybody out there. You just need to have the bucks to afford it, and lots of dealers are suffering, of course, and leasing is down, but anyway, let's hope 2010 is a whole lot better, and we'll spend lots of hours with you in 2010. Happy New Year, my friend.
Same to you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.